I've known Sam. We were actually in acting class together years ago. Sam was at my wedding. He was at my bachelor party. Sam at my bachelor party was Sam in the first movie. I know that Sam. One night, this is a true story. One night, it's too weird to not be true. One night, we were, our acting coach didn't show up. So we all got some booze, the whole class, about 15, 20 of us, and went to this park in Los Angeles and drank and played charades. Well, everybody split but me and Sam. So Sam and I were still there. We got all this booze and most everybody else is gone. We're just drinking in the middle of the park. And I pull out, I had a compound bow and arrow in my car because I was doing some target shooting at the time. I set up a milk carton and hit this milk carton, and Sam goes, "Give me that." So he picks it up, and I don't know if Sam's ever shot a bow in his life. And he picks it up, and from about 70 yards, puts an arrow through the milk carton. And I go, "Give me that stupid thing." So I get ready to shoot an arrow, and the next thing I know, I'm in a bright light, and I hear, "Put the bow down." So the cops are there. Put the bow down, the cops come over. And Sam goes, "None of that's ours." He's pointing to the booze on the hood of the car. Well, two guys with a bow and arrow at 1 o'clock in the morning in a park in the middle of Los Angeles would have to be drinking. So I go, "Sam, let me take care of this situation." You know, officers, obviously, we had a little something to drink. But I explained to them that there was a big group of people. They all abandoned us, and we're not hammered, but we have been drinking. So they go, "Put the bow down and leave your car here." Absolutely. So locked it up. We got in a cab. We went to the China Club and then went downstairs, and they had the bathroom attendant who's got the colognes and all that. And Sam goes, "You need some of this." And he took the canoe and he put it on me. And then we walked in the club and drank. Anyways, I've always sort of seen Sam as like a father figure ever since that day. Showing me the ropes. You need the canoe, but...